Welcome back to Good Food. We first met Noah Galutin as a food blogger. Then we knew him as Kevin Bledsoe's business partner in his Bledsoe's Barbecue Empire. He went on to co-author cookbooks with chefs, but his latest project is more personal. In March of 2020, when Noah and his comedian wife, Eliza Schlesinger, were cooped up at home, they launched an Instagram and Facebook Live cooking show and branded it Don't Panic Pantry. They thought it would last 2 weeks. Well, it ended up lasting 250 episodes and spawned the Don't Panic Pantry cookbook. Hi, Noah.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So I'd love to talk about the pantry because I lean so hard on mine. What are your absolute must-haves?
I mean, it's expanding. And I think, you know, living in a city like Los Angeles, your pantry expands with all the different cultures and cuisines that you start to explore and learn about as you get older and you know, cross the 405 if you grew up in Santa Monica. But, you know, so for me, growing up, it was cans of tomatoes, olive oil, garlic, dried pasta. And that's now expanding into things like I have soy sauce, I have tahini, I have lots of lentils and beans, I have gochugaru, I have, you know, all these kinds of things, and they kind of keep growing and expanding that way. And, you know, just like in the book, a lot of these kind of jars and bowls and cups start to spill into each other over the course of cooking at home, and you kind of start to have your version of your own pantry. But I really try to make sure anything that is called for in the book gets used again in other ways. So I always hate when you buy a cookbook and you buy some crazy exotic ingredient and then it just sits in your pantry forever until it goes bad or next time you move and you finally throw it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all done it.
So let's talk about breakfast. I was really pleasantly surprised to see khichdi, the rice and lentil porridge, which I really love. And I actually forgot about it.
It's so good.
It's so good. Can you describe it and tell us how you learned about it and what we need to make it?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, I mean, obviously there's a million versions of this, and everyone probably has a different way that their family makes it, they make it, or whatever it is. The basics of it in some form are usually rice and lentils with some kinds of spices, often ghee, kind of fried up all together and then slow cooked. And usually there's turmeric in it. And it's this very comforting, spiced, kind of generally very mild porridge that then you can add all your condiments of whatever you like into it. And the way that I actually learned about it, weirdly enough, is up in the Santa Cruz Mountains over by like San Jose, like the Watsonville-Gilroy area, there's this old intentional community that's been around forever, started by Babaji, Baba Hari Das, called Mount Madonna. And my dad, who was a hippie, he used to take my brother and I up there all the time as kids growing up, and we would go, and Babaji would give us spiritual names and all that kind of amazing stuff. And my brother ended up living on the mountain for about 15 or 20 years, actually recently moved off of it, and was a kind of staple of the community there. He was a pujari of the Hanuman temple, and obviously Indian food is a big part of the community up there. And so my brother got very, very good at making khichdi all the time in the community kitchens there and in his home. And so he started making it for me all the time. And so it's actually my brother's recipe for khichdi. So it's his name when he lived on the mountain was Shantam, and it still is to a lot of people. And so it's Shantam's khichdi.
So I'm going to admit to making clam sauce last night with frozen clams in the style that I used to make like when I was in college, before I actually had an Italian restaurant. And it was so good. And I used a little bit of soy sauce in it. And you have this butter shoyu clam sauce that sounds like its cousin.
Yeah. Look, I adore a classic vongole where I do it with, you know, tiny little fresh clams like cockles or manila clams, and it's all about the pure clam liquor that comes out of it, infusing it into the pasta, soaking it in, and it's one of my favorite things in the world. But for this book, you know, it's a pantry cookbook, so I wanted to see if I could come up with a version that uses canned clams that I would love and is a much faster, easier version. The trick to it, because, you know, canned clam juice doesn't taste as good as fresh clam juice, so rather than try to mimic, you know, the classic Italian versions that I've made in my life, I wanted to just ramp up the flavor, play with that brininess, so there's butter and soy sauce and lemon juice and parsley and onions and clams and clam juice. And it all just comes together super fast. And it's this kind of like umami-rich, briny, fun, fast pasta. And it's like way better tasting than it has any right to be for how fast and easy it is.
So good.
It's really the best. Good. Also, like, butter and soy sauce is like one of the great combinations in the world. And I will always love it. And then you throw some clams in there and what's going to go wrong?
Yeah, so good. So you mentioned your wife already, who is comedian Eliza Schlesinger, who also features in the book. Tell us about an interaction she had with your viewers of this, what turned out not to be an off-the-cuff video series, a particular recipe from her that's in the book that got a lot of traction.
I mean, I think you're probably referring to the tomato sauce, maybe.
Yeah. So how does her tomato sauce differ from yours?
So over the course of this process, I saw how people's tastes are so personal. There's so much variation in what people like and don't like that I wanted to have malleability. Like, there are three different versions of broccoli pasta in the book. And for the pasta sauce, my version is much more chunky and rustic and designed to be kind of made in the time it takes to boil water and cook pasta. And hers is a much more kind of emulsified, smooth, fattier restaurant style sauce. And that one's fully blended. And like, for her, it's like she wants to eat like a mountain of like angel hair pasta with a fully blended tomato sauce and like a amount of cheese that would make Italian people blush. And, you know, mine is a slightly more kind of home style version. And so those are the kind of two versions of that. And I just think it's really fun for people, hopefully, to try both over the course of cooking through this book and see which one they like better for themselves.
I would love it if we could kind of talk about those three different broccoli pastas, because one of the things that I think is so key for people to learn is how just a little tweak can completely change the outcome of something that has very similar ingredients. So maybe start from the simplest one, maybe the one with anchovies, and then end with the sausage one.
Yeah, I mean, the simplest one is this, the vegetarian one, just basically garlic, olive oil, broccoli, throw some fresh herbs in if you have them. And it's a very, like, you know, some dried oregano. It really has those kind of earthy flavors, very satisfying. But then when you do it with anchovy, which, you know, I think a lot of people think they don't like anchovy, but they just don't like the idea of it. And anchovy is also like one of the most sustainable, nutritious things you can possibly eat. So I really recommend doing it. It adds this deep kind of umami flavor, and it kind of fries up into the garlic, and it almost just dissolves into the pasta and gives you this kind of sense of depth and complexity that you can't quite put your finger on. And then the other side of it is the one with pork sausage, which, I mean, to me, you know, I know I keep saying there are certain great combinations in the world, but one of them is pork sausage and broccoli. And I just, it's like, because, you know, broccoli just eats fat. Broccoli loves fat, and eventually it releases it back out. But when you fry it up in like that sausage fat with some white wine and all that stuff, it does some beautiful, wonderful things. And I love like a really heavily cooked broccoli pasta, like not the pasta, but the broccoli itself gets almost like pesto-like in consistency. And you just get all these like deep kind of muddy, porky flavors, and then put like a sharp pecorino on top. And like, that's like, that makes me very happy.
This has been so much fun, Noah. Thank you so much.
This was such a pleasure, and I can't wait to tell everybody I'm on KCRW.
That was Noah Galutin, author of the recent Don't Panic Pantry Cookbook. You can find a recipe for the kitchery we talked about, along with Noah's recipe for making ghee, on our website. Just go to kcrw.com/goodfood.